And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The Make America Healthy Again movement has gained some pretty serious corporate momentum. General Mills announced it's jumping on the train, promising to remove artificial food dyes from all U.S. retail products by 2027. School products will be dye-free even sooner by the end of 2026. A new study reveals that nearly half of American churchgoers now attend more than one congregation regularly, with 46% participating in multiple churches either in person or virtually. The Hartford Institute found this trend exploded during COVID when live streaming became commonplace, essentially creating a generation of church shoppers. While 90% still consider one place their home church, the convenience factor has fundamentally changed how believers engage with their church family. The deadly persecution of Christians in Nigeria continues, escalating as Fulani herdsmen killed five more believers last week, adding to the 50 Christians slaughtered there just 2 months ago. Nigeria accounts for 69% of Christians killed worldwide for their faith. Somehow, though, this genocide rarely makes Western headlines. Meanwhile, in America's ongoing battle against institutional capture, the EDUCATE Act is targeting medical schools that force DEI compliance on students and faculty. Representatives Greg Murphy and Senator John Kennedy's legislation would strip federal funding, including student loans, from schools requiring political or ideological conformity. Representative Murphy says that these mandates debase medicine integrity, and he's right. When future doctors spend more time learning about pronouns than pathology, yeah, patients are going to suffer. The cultural pendulum continues swinging as GLAAD erupts over Hollywood's 23.6% drop in LGBTQ representation, giving failing grades to Disney, Netflix, and Warner Brothers. Speaking of media bias, the Associated Press perfectly demonstrated their partisan hackery in covering anti-white discrimination in agriculture. Under Biden, when white farmers sued over being excluded from loan forgiveness programs, AP buried the discrimination angle. But now, with Trump in office, suddenly, AP headlines scream about discrimination against white farmers when the exact same policies continue. Same discrimination, different headlines, just all depending on who occupies the White House. Finally, a sobering reminder about digital privacy as the UK fined 23andMe $3.1 million over a massive genetic data breach affecting 155,000 users. When we hand over our most intimate biological data to companies focused on profits, then protection, we probably shouldn't be surprised when hackers come calling. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.